You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is John chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. If you remember that earlier, when Jesus was with Martha and Mary, Martha was busy serving. Mary sat down and was listening to Jesus. And then Martha asked Jesus to tell Mary to join her in the kitchen. And Jesus told Martha, you are worried about too many things. What is needful is one thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that thing. Now you ask, what is it that Mary had chosen? And I discovered that in Christ Jesus, you can either decide to know Jesus, or you can decide to just be running around and be doing service. Martha chose to be doing service. Now, when you now look at John chapter 12, I just read, you will notice again that the Bible said, there they made him a supper, and Martha served. You see, Martha has not changed. Martha is so used to church activity. Martha does not care about personal relationship with Jesus. She is so used to just running around doing this. Martha is in every unit in the church. But then Mary, the product of listening to Jesus over time, produced something in her. The Bible says she took a costly oil and anointed the feet of Jesus. She was at the lowest point of service. Nobody noticed that. She was not serving to be seen. She was not doing something to have a name. She was not doing something to have money. And what she gave was extremely costly, and she humbled herself and used her hair to wipe the feet of Jesus. But look at what happened. The Bible says, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. When somebody that truly knows Jesus serves, the house will be filled with a fragrance of the Holy Spirit. That's what will happen. When the service is a product of a relationship, when the service is a product of a revelation. Do you know that what Mary did here was not just something she just said, let me just do something? It was a product of a revelation that Jesus was going to die, and that he needed to be anointed. He needed to be preserved with oil. It was based on revelation. Others criticized her. They condemned her. They felt that this was too much for Jesus. I pray that you will not see anything being too much for Jesus. You know, people feel that you can use your life to pursue a career. They feel that is okay. But if you want to use your life to pursue Jesus, they're like, why are you giving up everything for Jesus? So as far as they are concerned, it is too much for you to use your life to pursue Christ. But it is not too much for you to use your life to pursue a career. That's a human being reason. But because Mary knew that she was functioning by revelation, there was nothing too costly for Mary. There was nothing too much for her to pour on Jesus. Even though others may criticize her, but you could have invested this in other business. You could have even met the need of the poor. You could have done this. Mary knew what she was doing. It was a product of service. You see, it's my prayer that you will serve Jesus by revelation. And it starts with first listening to him, not first of all doing activity. Martha could not do this because she had no access to the teaching of Jesus. She was not there when Jesus was teaching about his death and resurrection. She was in the kitchen. She was busy. But Mary chose first to listen to Jesus. I want to ask you, between Martha and Mary now, who served Jesus the best? Because the Bible says Martha served. But you see, Mary did something also. Who served the best? May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.